And we're going live, Betty. And we're live. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. So today I want to talk about growing meetings beyond. What's the beyond? And that's the mystery. We're talking about beyond their capability. Beyond, it's like someone going to all-you-can-eat buffet and trying to eat more than their stomach really can do. So anyway, we'll talk about that today as part of being practical and tactical, how you run your teams and your organization. So I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And we do this so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours. I really emphasize not work crazy hours because I want people to go home to their families, establish friends and family, you know, meet with them, see them, enjoy some time, and have fun in the office and fun at home. So what are we talking about today? So today, a lot of things about meetings, setting up some meetings, the classic scrums, PO syncs, status meetings, planning meetings, multi-period planning meetings. So why do I bring this up? From a very practical and tactical way, I'm going to tell you, stop it. The Agile calendar are out there because they read some book somewhere in one of these frameworks that they should have scrum meetings, have PO sync meetings and things like that. And there is value to it, not to check a box where the Agile accountants come in. Where I'm going to talk twofold. One, I'm going to talk about the value of these interaction meetings and how to do them, and also to things to watch out for. So I'm going to talk about things to watch out for first, maybe. Okay, we'll do that first. So what to watch out for? These meetings are designed to be small, brief meetings, just like a daily scrum. It should be less than 15 minutes. Talk about what's there. Plan if you need to meet with somebody to accomplish something. And then you schedule during the day to meet with your coworkers to accomplish or to get rid of blockers. That's the purpose. Pure and simple. And they're only supposed to be talking about the current activities. However, what I like to do is say, okay, are there any risks coming down the pike that we all should know about that you want to share, or any opportunities that we can make money off the customer or sell goods to customer and therefore make more money? So I don't want to limit those two factors because those are important, because things come up that you can share in a group of your peers that could really bring value to the customer and bring value to the company and value to yourself, to be honest with you. So that is something that should be brought up. Now, why do I say what should be brought up? And then I'll come back to some of the details of how to run these meetings. What should be brought up and what some people do, what's planned for the next year during these meetings, the product owner syncs or scrum of scrums. Let's figure out what we're going to do for the next 3 months. I'm like, no. Think about this. These meetings are supposed to be 15 minutes, maybe a half hour long. I like 15 minutes more than half hour, unless they're maybe a half hour towards a big quarterly planning session where things are getting tight and you should have a little bit more discussion time, which is a very good point. We're agile. Should be flexible, but most of the time it's just 15-minute meetings. Maybe towards a bigger planning period, become a half hour. And why do I say this? We plan in a sprint. Like if you have a 1 month sprint, it's 8 hours, right? For sprint planning day. If you have a 2 week sprint, it's more like 4 hours of sprint planning day. So we're talking. So in a sprint planning session, we are planning for 2 weeks, 4 hours. Half hour, 3 months, does not compute. It's not practical. It's not achievable. You'll never meet your agenda or your scope or your time box to cover something that's going to happen over 3 months. It's a physical impossibility. So why do so many people want to do that? Because they don't know what they're doing. And I just say that. I say that lovingly because they don't take the perspective. It's like, well, yeah, no, I can't. And when you start really learning about agendas and facilitating and how to keep that stuff time boxed and what you're really going to try to achieve, you realize what you can and cannot achieve. And this is what Agile, this is what Scrum trains your brain to do. Say, no, I can't do it. I can just do one thing. I'm going to do the one thing, and that's all I'm going to do. But you can't talk about things that happen 3 months from now, because I'll be honest with you, you don't know what's going to happen 3 months from now. Some new radical technology coming, competition's going to come in, you know, especially as a product owner, a new service, someone release a new software, maybe there's a new iPhone release, maybe there's a new Samsung release that has new capability that you want to take advantage of. You don't really know, right? So you can't to think you can do something in 15 or a half hour, a minute, talk about the next 3 months is not going to happen. So what do? These meetings are supposed to be happening. What's going on? Like, depending on which meeting, Scrum Master, Scrum of Scrums, is really the current sprint existing. How does my team, and there are a couple of things you should look at. Look at dependencies and impediments. If you want, and I like this, one person told me the other day, no, I don't want to put like burn down charts and stuff because you can spend all day talking about burn down charts. Maybe you just put your stats, like a pie chart or something that just says how the current look of all the stories in your sprint are. Why? Because one, it's 15 minutes to a half hour, right? And two, the object of the Scrum of Scrums is to remove blockers and impediments from the team so they can get their job done and be successful in the sprint. The whole goal of the organization should be there to help the team be successful in the sprint. So you just share with other Scrum Masters things you have dependencies maybe on them, right? That says, hey, we have a dependency on this and that. And your team, are you going to get it done? Because we're going to need that. And I also like to look like one sprint ahead, okay? Where you say, hey, we're looking to work on this item in the next sprint. You all are supposed to finish this. Are you going to finish it? Because we're dependent upon you finishing that. Or do we need to break down the work further into the one segment that we need so we can get our job done? And that's one thing people don't do enough of. So when they have these dependencies, it's really important to break it down to exactly what you're dependent upon rather than a broad brush stroke. Because maybe they can get the one part that you need done and then work on the rest and you don't care. But you just need to get the one part done. So you have to have the discussion. So that's Scrum of Scrums, dependencies, impediments. Now, the other thing which I like about Scrum at Scale, right? Jeff Sutherland's program he came up with, is the idea of an executive action team. There are times when teams can't solve a problem on their own. They need some muscle behind what they need to get fixed. And that's where the executives sit on these Scrum of Scrums to help make that happen. They shouldn't turn it back on them, by the way. They're not back onto the Scrum Masters. The executives should be strong enough to take that action to go see if they can fix it for the teams. They need to take that off the plate of the Scrum Masters. Otherwise, they would have solved the problem. See, this is what people don't get. They would have solved it already, right? The reason why they're bringing it and they don't have it solved yet is because they need help. And it's just what it is. And some people, well, why can't they solve it themselves? They would have done it. Maybe you can coach them on how to solve it better if you want to spend the time coaching it, or you can help solve the problem. So that's Scrum of Scrums, right? So bring in issues, impediments, blockers, things like that. And it's usually within the sprint, maybe a sprint ahead, maybe. Not much more than that. PO6. What about PO6? PO6, product owner syncs, right? Very similar to Scrum of Scrums, more about if I want to do this job, when you plan your backlogs, it's to help you plan your backlogs, right? Maybe put some ideas out in the future where you're looking to go to share, hey, I'm going to need this from your group in this sprint so I can do this in this sprint. And I just want to let you know that's what we're looking to do. Do you have any problems, right? So it's not much impediments. It could be. I'm waiting for something from someone. I need to hire a person to go over and talk to that manager and says, I need to know what your schedule is or when you're going to deliver this product so I can incorporate it in what I want to know. So you have that capability. So this is a discussion between people that are connected, right? And that have dependencies upon each other. And one thing also, part of both of them, keep these sprints small, is when it gets into a bigger conversation, other than acknowledging or whatever, part of the conversation, okay, let's meet later today or tomorrow or whatever the schedule is, and let's talk about the subject, the two of us, and plan out and get down into the smaller components of the dependency and break that dependency down into smaller components. This is what people don't do. They think big, broad, and they say, no. Break it down. Find out how we link so that we can be more assured that we're going to get what we need, right? So that I wanted to share with you all. And please don't make these meetings into status briefs. So many people, well, how'd you do? Nobody else freaking cares what anybody else did in their sprint. In fact, I want to kick your ass, right? I want to blow you away. I want my team to be so much better than your team and produce so much better work and value for the customer. I really don't care what you do. Yeah, we care as a whole, but we all want to look good. I mean, it's just truth, right? If you were to deny that, I said, you are lying, right? People call, you're lying, Greg. No, I mean, we all want to do better than everybody else. We want everyone to do well, but we also want to shine a little bit. I mean, it's the nature of the beast, right? And you can't tell me it's not, because it really is. Everybody does that, no matter who they are. They want to look good. They want to perform well in one of their areas. So just remember, don't grow into a status brief. Keep it down to 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, depending where you are and what the discussions are and everything like that. And keep it to how it relates into that group and identify impediments that you be able to get your job done so the team can perform. That's what I want to add about that. Just be careful of growing these meetings beyond their capability. Remember, current period, 15 minutes. Don't go crazy and say, well, let's plan for the next 3 quarters or the next year during it. No, it's dragging some up. I must say this one last thing. Meetings for meeting's sake. Hate them. Hate them like a passion, right? People who say, we're going to take this and we're going to spend a half hour every week planning out what we want to do for the next year. Run away. Run away as fast as you can. I'm just telling you. Those people drive me nuts. There's a lot of people out there like that. Because it's meeting for meeting's sake at that point. You're not achieving anything. Have a small agenda. A small accomplishment, boom, 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 and something you can produce in the near future. If you're planning stuff a year out, it ain't going to be fun. You like to see results from what you do. We all like to see results from our actions. So that's what I have for today. Make sure you're not growing meetings beyond their capability, nor what they should be. And make sure you tell other people on your team, I don't want that. And I'm totally for it. I loved it the other day. I had a group. Well, we don't want this. And I said, I am totally with you. I am so with you. I will fight with you to my last breath that I agree. This should not just be a check in the box meeting. If it is, we'll shut it down, right? But I want to make sure they know I'm in it and I want them to achieve something. I'm not here to just do it, but I'm going to ask them to work, right? Which is kind of the scary thing because I do that to people. I do it to myself too. And it's tough. I don't do it enough to myself, though, sometimes at home. Anyway, have a great day. Happy scrumming. I don't know where my little thumbs up is, so give us a thumbs up if you like the video. Please ring the bell once, twice. If you like this program so you can get notification. Our podcasts are doing well. Please, if you listen to any podcast, you should be able to find us on any podcast system. And if you can't, just let me know because I would like to find out why we're not on that podcast system. And go track it down and make sure we are, because I want to make sure we service our customers. I hope this is well. I hope you're doing well. And I want to wish you all a happy scrumming. Take care. And look, I almost did 15 minutes. That's not good. All right. Take care. Bye. See ya.